Welcome to Bible Call, a short message based on the Word of God, brought to you each day by the Christians at Lakeview Church of Christ. The Bible teaches us to have faith in God, and He will sustain us, to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and He will see that we have what we need to live. And I believe it further teaches us that as we do God's work, He will prosper us in that work. So why is it we hear of people who have dedicated themselves to some work for the Lord, and everything about it fails? Let us look to Joshua, chosen by God to succeed Moses as the leader of Israel, for one explanation. One of the first things Israel did after crossing the Jordan River was to capture and destroy the city of Jericho. With the Lord's help, following His instructions, the city, though great, was taken virtually without a fight. Not long afterward, Joshua, feeling the might of the Lord behind him, sent a force of 3,000 men to capture the small city of Ai. But unlike the people of the great city of Jericho, the fighting men of Ai resisted and chased the Israelites off, even killing 36 of them on the way. Joshua was mortified. Israel was not only defeated in this fight, they were embarrassed and their confidence was destroyed. As Joshua lay on his face on the ground, crying to God, "Why did you bring us here to see us defeated?" God basically said to him, "Get up and stop crying. You lost because I wasn't with you, and I wasn't with you because Israel has sinned against me. I didn't tell you to go against Ai. You decided that on your own." Joshua assumed, because God had promised to give Israel the land, he should send soldiers out to conquer. Had he waited for God to instruct him, Israel would not have suffered defeat. The same is prone to happen today when people decide what they should do to help God. God has given us instruction. When men decide to do something different, no matter how good the work seems to people or how much men think this work will benefit God, it is not God's work, and we should not expect God to bless it or sustain it. If you're a student of the Bible or would like to be and would like help with that study, we would like to offer ours. We can send you Bible correspondence courses if you prefer to study alone. Or one or more of the men or women here at Lakeview would be glad to sit down with you for a personal Bible study where we can read and study the Scriptures with you. We can arrange to do this at a time that fits with your schedule and in a place where you'll feel comfortable. Neither type of study aid carries any cost or any obligation of any kind. And if you'd like to know more about either, when the message ends, won't you simply record your name, along with some way to reach you, such as by telephone, mail, or email, and allow us to contact you and talk about it. As always, we're glad you called Bible Call today and hope that you'll please call again tomorrow for a different, short message, always based on the Word of God.